This is Donna Skoglund, and you are listening to the Pleasure Project podcast, episode 153. There is one question I ask in every single coaching session, and it's also a question that I ask myself every day. And this same question is something that most people don't ask themselves enough. And that question is, what do you want? Your desires matter. The word desire comes from the Latin word that of the father, of the stars. And to me, that means that the desires that we have, we don't make them up. We don't choose them. We just have them. They're, you could say, divinely inspired. And I believe that our desires are our inner GPS system for our soul's growth. Our desires reveal our values and our purpose. They are literally the map to our dharma. And it's not something we should push aside or ignore or really just procrastinate on. And so many of us do. And there's many reasons for this. First of all, for women especially, and that's just because that's who I talk to the most, women have been pushing their desires aside and taking care of everyone else because that is what we've been conditioned to do. Throughout history, a woman's desire was less or not as important, at least in the West, and their role was and is the caretaker, the main caretaker of the family, of the home. And her desires are just less relevant. Things are changing slowly but surely, but that conditioning runs very, very deep. So when my clients and when we talk about desires, it brings up a lot of selfishness and guilt. And we've been told things like we should just be happy with what we have and not want for more. We should just be grateful. And so we feel like, oh, it's wrong for me to want more. And so we just push that stuff down and we just try to not think about it, not put any attention on it. And it's really a shame because our desires truly lead us to the life we are meant to have and the life that is available to us. I don't believe that you want anything without having what it takes to actually create that thing. So there's what I'm calling desire blockers, and these are beliefs that block you from really uncovering, clarifying, defining, and announcing, declaring what you want. So we've been socially conditioned to dream small, to be realistic, to settle for what we get. And as kids, we started out dreaming big. We started out imagining that anything is possible and allowing ourselves to dream impossible dreams and let our imaginations run wild. And then slowly, over time, we're told that we can't have that. It's not realistic. It's not possible. And so we went from believing anything is possible to a very, very limited and narrow view of what we can have. And so now how this shows up often is we tell ourselves, I don't know what I want, which is never true. Whenever I actually ask and dig a little bit deeper and I ask my clients, okay, if you did know, what would that be? They tell me. So you know what you want. And when you tell yourself you don't know what you want, it's based on fear because a part of you doesn't believe it's possible. A part of you doesn't believe maybe that you're worthy of it. You might be afraid of what other people think if you actually announce what you want or pursue that thing. You might be afraid of what it will take to get there, what you would have to give up, the challenges, the obstacles, maybe even the pain that you'd have to go through. You're afraid that something bad will happen if you actually pursue this. And maybe you're afraid of losing what you have to go after your desires, losing the familiar, losing the comfort. Or you might think that it's going to take a very, very long time and we are impatient and you might not want to wait. So all of this stuff can be true and can feel true. These beliefs might be there, but that shouldn't stop you from giving yourself permission to dream. Because when you do, when you give yourself permission to ask yourself that powerful question, what do I want? It starts to create a domino effect of changes in your life. And this is an exercise that I've been doing for a long time, but I've been doing it every single day for the last few weeks. I'm really just noticing the effect it's having on my life. And I want to offer that exercise to you. And it's called dream journaling. And it's simply asking yourself the question, what do I want? If I could wave the magic wand and could have absolutely anything I desire, what would that look like? What are you hungry for? What are you yearning for? What would be amazing? What would be fun and exciting? And doing this exercise every single day is allowing you to flex the muscle of big thinking. And when you start to think bigger, and you start to have new thoughts and not just recycle the same thoughts that you had yesterday, because if you don't actually do this work of using your imagination, your brain reverts back to the same thoughts because your brain just wants to conserve energy. It's just easier to think the same things that you thought yesterday. When you repeat the same thoughts, you repeat the same emotions, you repeat the same actions, and you recreate the same results in your life. And so nothing really changes much. So this exercise of thinking new thoughts and letting yourself dream crazy impossible dreams without any expectation of them happening. And this is not goal set. This is different than goal setting. This is not the same as making a plan and deciding to take action. This is simply using your imagination. It's the pleasure of fantasizing. But it does actually change your actions in very subtle and organic ways without trying to, without having to kind of make a plan and follow through on the plan or schedule anything into your calendar. It's changing the lens. Because as you open up to what you want and you start to give that attention and focus, your subconscious mind just subtly starts to work to close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. And you start to take action that aligns with what you want. And it's also guiding you into your most authentic life. And it also tunes you into your intuition, your creative power. And this is really huge because the number one regret of the dying is that people felt at their deathbeds that they lived a life for other people and the life other people expected of them and not the life that felt true to themselves. So this exercise prevents that from happening. It doesn't have to take long. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I like to do it in the morning after I make my cup of coffee. I get back in bed because it's so cozy. It's just my absolute favorite. I feel so good. So I'm comfy. I'm cozy. I've got my coffee cup. I've worked out. I've meditated. I've gotten ready. And now it's just simply dream time. It's time just for me to think about what I want, to write down my dreams, to feel all those positive emotions, those bliss chemicals when I allow myself to go there in my mind. And I just bathe in that pleasure. It feels so, so good. And then ideas pop up throughout the day. And then you can take inspired action on those ideas. And you slowly and organically start to create the life you want. And it's just this simple exercise that can make a massive difference in your life. So I really invite you to try it. It's so much fun, so do it just purely for the joy of it. And if you aren't doing anything for fun, This is a really easy way to take 5 minutes out of your day to do something that's purely for you. And again, without expectation, without thinking that you need to actually make any of this stuff happen, it's simply to get so attuned to your own desires, to get so clear on what you want, and to start to know yourself, what you want, what's important, and the purpose of your life, which is truly guided by your desires. So I would love to hear from you if you are going to try this, if you already do this, if there are any challenges with this, reach out to me, please share. And if you enjoy this podcast, and if you know someone who could benefit, who maybe feels a little bit stuck in a rut, who's maybe stuck in some pessimistic or negative thinking, this can really change that. It would mean the world to me if you are getting value from my podcast, if you could rate, review, and share it. And if you don't want to miss a single episode, make sure to hit the subscribe button. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I will talk to you next week.